WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? It's like a game of dodgeball out there sometimes. But the thing is, we often forget to extend that same kindness and understanding to ourselves when we stumble or fall. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful. Self-compassion and loving kindness practices, because fellas, you deserve it just as much as anyone else. Ever felt like you were constantly running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know, that inner voice that never lets up, pointing out every flaw and mistake? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. That harsh critic isn't your friend. It's holding you back from truly embracing yourself, flaws and all. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. It's recognizing that we are all human, prone to making mistakes, and that setbacks are a natural part of life. Instead of beating ourselves up, self-compassion encourages us to acknowledge our struggles with warmth and acceptance. Think about it like this. Imagine your best friend comes to you feeling down because they messed up a presentation at work. What would you say? You're such an idiot. You should have prepared better. Nope. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them that everyone makes mistakes, and help them brainstorm ways to move forward. So why do we treat ourselves with less compassion than our friends? It's time to change the script. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion and loving kindness. 1. Acknowledge your inner critic. The first step is recognizing that critical voice in your head. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and try to understand where they're coming from. Are they based on past experiences, societal pressures, or something else? 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negative thoughts, gently bring your attention back to your breath, your body, or your surroundings. This can help create a space of calm and acceptance. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Just like you would treat a loved one who's hurting, offer yourself words of comfort and support. Say things like, "It's okay to feel this way, I'm here for you," or, "This too shall pass." 4. Focus on your strengths. Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, take time to appreciate your talents, skills, and positive qualities. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. You got this. 5. Practice loving kindness meditation. This powerful meditation involves sending feelings of love, compassion, and kindness to yourself, others, and even the world around you. It can be incredibly transformative in cultivating a more loving and accepting mindset. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a guy named Mark. He's feeling super stressed about a big presentation at work. His mind is racing with anxieties, he keeps replaying past mistakes, and his inner critic is on overdrive. Sound familiar? Well, Mark decides to take a pause. He steps away from his desk, closes his eyes, and takes a few deep breaths. He reminds himself that it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone experiences pressure sometimes. Instead of beating himself up, he focuses on sending himself loving kindness. "May I be kind to myself?" he whispers. "May I approach this with courage and confidence?" Then, he visualizes his presentation going well, focusing on the positive outcomes. He knows that even if things don't go perfectly, he'll learn from the experience and grow. So fellas, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot more love for yourself. Take a moment right now to repeat these words to yourself. "I am worthy of love and kindness, just as I am." Feel the power of those words sink in. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your buddies. Let's spread the message of mindful masculinity together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.